Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. at 7 p.m. sharp on Tuesday, October 21st, 2014, Wolf, blah, blah, blah. I've got some great Leonard Maltin game players that are going to come out here right now, so I just want to get right to it quickly. I'm doing stand-up at Festival Supreme this Saturday at the Shrine Auditorium here in Los Angeles. Get there early because my set is at 5:20. Yeah, they told me, your set is at 5:20. I was like, so clever. they didn't even think about it, I'm sure. San Francisco, Doug loves scary movies, comes to Cobb's Comedy Club next Thursday, week from Thursday, on October 30th. Costumes encouraged. And on Saturday, November 1st, I'm doing stand-up at the Sacramento Punchline at 4:20, and costumes are not encouraged. But also not discouraged. I mean, it is still Halloween weekend, I guess, so I don't want to be a complete killjoy. DougLovesMovies.com, FOMO info. From the Corrections Department, Annie McDowell is in Multiplicity, not Mary Steenburgen, as we were talking about the other day. And the prize bag includes some wondrous items, but I'll tell you, I don't know. There's a lot of exciting things in here. Of course, we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, but we also have, they're in here somewhere. I don't want to dig around for them. 2 tickets to Festival Supreme this Saturday. Yeah. And a Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, and of course, a Bacon Bowl. That's why I was saying it's a tough choice. I don't know what's a better prize, the Bacon Bowl or the Festival Supreme tickets. We've also got, he's not here tonight, but he was on Getting Doug with High, and he brought this for me to give away. It's Shooter Jennings, whatever you call this thing. It's an album. It's on vinyl, and it's a EP, right? It's an EP, and it's a tribute to George Jones, I believe. It's called Don't Wait Up. And, there's a book in here, and there's a... Oh, somebody was nice enough to bring the Treehouse of Terror. I don't know which one it was, but the 14th season of The Simpsons. Did you guys see Treehouse of Terror, this new one? That Stanley Kubrick shit was crazy. Let's get these guys out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Rich Sommer, D.C. Pearson, and Mark Wahlberg.
Hey,
always with the extra flourish when you come out on stage. It's like you're a trained theater actor or something.
I am, dude. Did you see Invincible?
Yes.
I really played football in that movie.
Well, you were quite the rock star in Rockstar. I gotta give you that.
I brought something extra.
What is it?
Oh, you're gonna love it.
Okay. It's a red shirt.
Oh, you're gonna love it. You're gonna be so happy when you see it.
Who needs a woman when you have a good hand?
Am I right?
Plaza Hotel, Las Vegas. That is a nice shirt. You got that when we were in Vegas.
I did,
together.
And I held onto it for a special occasion, but instead I'm here.
Fair enough. Rich Sommer is here, you guys. Back on the show again.
Yes.
Always a pleasure to have him.
I am so happy to be here, but I was wondering when I was driving here why you or I ever accept the idea of me being here. Because I am so fucking bad at this game.
I know, but you want to win so badly.
More than anything.
And you understand it. Like, understanding it is like heaven for me as host, because I get confused. So if my guests don't know what the fuck's going on, we're all fucked. We're all going right down together. So that's why I put together a panel like this and a really exciting Leonard Maltin game. I got some new categories I'm very excited about. And so we're gonna do it up tonight. But you also brought for the prize bag.
I did.
In addition to the Simpsons thing, you also brought
the
final season part one.
That's right. It came out today.
Of Mad Men, yeah. And when does Mad Men pick up again?
Sometime in the spring, like March-ish, I think. There's no set date
that's
yet.
That's so far from now.
Yeah.
I've got so much to look forward to March.
What's really cool about that DVD, by the way, is the MSRP on that is the same as it is for a full season, and that's only half as many episodes. So you know that each episode is twice as valuable.
Okay. I buy it. And D.C. Pearson is here, you guys.
Hey, guys.
Star of Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Star! Dude, you were great in that, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
I was like, look at this dude and his beard.
Thanks, dude. Do you pay to see movies?
Oh, no, not at all. No. I have an old hand-wound projector that Donnie uses in the garage. So he's cranking away, and I'm just watching you, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love that beard. I'm a big beard guy. You see Perfect Storm? Obviously.
I thought you said you're a big beer guy.
What's that? It's like beer?
That's what I thought you said.
Too many carbs, bro.
DC brought a copy now in softback. Is that what they call it?
I think so. Softback, soft cover. All of them sounds like ways to get STDs. But something. It's a soft cover, I think.
All right.
You wrote a book?
Yeah, I have two books, Mark.
It's called Crap.
How?
Well, I wrote it. I sat down for a long time and I wrote a draft.
Called,
and then
it's
wrote
called
another
Crap
draft.
Kingdom. So also he's like, you know, basically saying, say whatever you want about it. It's called Crap Kingdom.
I think it looks fucking dope. Right. It's on a shitter.
Yeah, and it's available in
soft cover,
soft style, paperback.
Paperback, yeah, exactly.
But doesn't feel.
Why couldn't I think of that word?
It's so much nicer than a paperback, though.
Yeah, it's not paperback.
It's
I think of like something you would get in the airport. It's like the new Clive Cussler novel about like a guy who's not quite Indiana Jones finds like the fourth best Aztec artifact. So let's go with soft cover. Why not? Also, can I say about the prize bag, when I was backstage, I thought you took like this wonderful pause because you were like, also, we have really amazing, we have two tickets, and I was hoping they were going to be to Paradise. And that, who is that? Richard Marx is going to be on the show? Who sings two tickets?
Eddie Money, bro.
Eddie Money? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had that Geico commercial where he was a travel agent, and he was singing that.
Oh, that was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
And you spend a lot of time with Donnie.
I know. Well, I make Donnie watch it. I'm like, do you want to get to this level?
But Mark, you do commercials, right? Don't you do commercials in Boston? You do like some local like cable company commercials?
I'll do like cable. I'll do. There's a guy I grew up with who has his own brake shop. I'll do that for him. I recently just did some community service back in Boston. Yeah, I try to keep things tight back there.
What do you say in the brake shop thing? Are you like on camera saying, it's me, Mark Wahlberg, and this is how I feel about this brake shop?
Oh, I haven't introduced myself.
You say,
in
like, this
years.
Thing's not a trans.
So what do you say? Like, how does the commercial go?
I go like this. Stop. Wouldn't you hate if you couldn't?
Oh, that's it? Then somebody else comes in and does the rest
of
the commercial?
Oh, no. And then I'm like, come on down to Mike and Dean's Brake Shop here in Dorchester. We're going to take care of you good. If you don't like us, you're not feeling the good vibrations.
You know, Mark, for my birthday in eighth grade, this is absolutely true, I asked for tickets to see you and the Funky Bunch on Valentine's Day. And I took my best friend, Matt, and we went and saw you.
It's very romantic.
Yeah. Well, we realized pretty quickly upon entering the venue that we weren't entirely within the demographic that you were aiming for.
Right.
As two eighth grade males.
But it changed your life?
A little bit.
How so? Did you get in a fight?
No, I did. I touched a condom for the first time in my life.
What?
These balloons kept getting hit down.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, look at that. And I grabbed one. I was like, that the balloon, it feels like it's way more give than like a balloon. And then I saw the little nub, and my friend Matt was like, oh, my God, I think that's a condom. And I was like, ugh! And it was a whole...
You know what?
What's that?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Changed everything. Changed everything, Mark.
All right, this is part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Getting right to it. I'm so excited.
No, I'm excited
for tonight's games. This also might be a really short episode if one of you guys runs away with it. So pace yourselves.
Oh, I've been stretching.
All right. But first, gentlemen, we need you to pick your name tags from this dazzling display of six or seven items that are being held up in the air. We got some creative ones. Those are usually from out of town.
Guy or girl?
And okay, The Walking Ted right over there. That's a great one for you because you're in Ted. Remember? Remember, Rich, the movie Ted when you did that? We'll be right back. And we're back. Who are you playing for, DC?
I am playing for a guy I can only assume his name is either Jake or Jill because he has the movie Jack and Jill from Adam Sandler and his face. Is on a Blu-ray cover, and you know, just really, he's really supporting physical media, and I appreciate that. So,
nice. Who do you got, Rich?
I have Mikey, an officer and a gentle Mikey, and it says Mikey, yay, hooray, and also on the back as a tip to whomever. Oh. Hey, whoa, yo! I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm pointing out the fact that you said don't read this out loud on the back. That's all I was gonna say. I can't read that part out loud either. Jesus Christ, Mikey. Can I get... I'll do this one anyway.
And who are you playing for, Mark?
This person went all out. He made a bottle. It says Jack Daniels.
So his name is Jack or Daniels?
And maybe he's plural.
Or himself. Number seven.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. His name is Sour Mash. Garrett.
They did the mash.
They did the sour mash.
Yes. Let's play to determine who goes first today. Let's play a round of how much did this shit make. There's a motion picture you guys on the panel might be familiar with called The Happening.
Yeah.
I want to know how much that movie made according to Box Office Mojo during its entire domestic run without going over Price is Right style. And I want you to guess first, Mark, because you probably have the most inside information on how... I mean, do you pay attention to the box office of your films? Do you know pretty much what they all made?
No. Not unless I own a part of it or I produced it. So in this case, Zoe was in it. Tends to bring things down.
You know, like 300 Days of Summer, that really tanked because of her.
Mm-hmm.
500 Days.
What do you owe us? It just really flew by for me.
She was in that horror movie Elf about a giant man who terrorizes people in New York City. You know what? I'm going to go with $61 million.
Oh, boy. All right. $61 million. So that's not one of your bigger hits.
No.
No. All right, DC, what do you think?
I am going to guess 34 million.
Okay. And Rich?
$1.
I guarantee it made more than that.
No, but you know how that works.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It sold one ticket at hyper bargain prices.
You know, I guess we should have known this going in that Mark would be the correct. It made 64.5 million.
Wow.
Yes, you only missed it by a few mil.
We're going to do this, Jack Daniel.
All right, this is really happening.
Now, Mark, did you know the sort of M. Night Shyamalan twist of that movie when you were making it?
I thought the twist is that I was playing a math teacher. I was like, I'm on board. We're going to trick these motherfuckers. A lot of people don't know this, though. Even though I was no part of law enforcement in that movie, the whole film, I still carried a gun. I had it on the whole time. I could have killed that old lady in that final scene. Did I? Check it out. It's on Blu-ray right now.
Do you think maybe they'll ever have that movie ever have like a renaissance and people will appreciate it?
I hope so, because like to me the plant was talking back. And if I'm gonna put that level of fucking work in, it should be appreciated.
You mean you were imagining the plant the plants were talking back
no,
to you?
No, that fucking plant said shit to me.
He learned plant language. And don't forget that you can learn Dothraki from Game of Thrones. If you pay attention to the ad in this show. Let's start with you, Mark, because you you just killed that other thing. And you get to pick a category, and then we'll go to Rich and then DC. First person at 2 points is going to be our winner. And I've allotted a lot of time for this because I think it's going to be an exciting match between the three of you. How did you get so good at this, Mark? I mean, like, you seem like you'd be too busy to know so much about it.
Same way you, bro. Plane rides. Watch a ton of fucking movies on the plane.
Let me ask you guys a quick question. Can you name a movie where Dwayne The Rock Johnson dies?
Scorpion King.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that supposed to be like, weren't they hoping for like a franchise?
I don't know. That's acting, people.
Oh,
I don't know.
Acting!
It's fucking acting.
Acting!
That was free. That was free.
Oh my God, we just got some free acting,
yep.
Y'all.
Yeah.
In your face.
Doesn't he die in Pain Again? No, he gets arrested.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Like you haven't seen it.
I saw Pain, but I stopped when it got...
You gave before the gain?
I got before gain.
Oh, I put a lot of gain in for that
one. I didn't want anybody to gain.
All right.
All those horrible characters.
We beat the shit out of Monk.
It's like if you, Mark Wahlberg, in that movie, you're the mentality of the guy that fucked with Mark Wahlberg, the sweet young man in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it's kind of like full circle when you put it that way.
Yeah, really think about it.
It's like a shaped like a Wahlburger, really.
Yeah, dude. Have you been?
No.
Check it out. Come on down to Wahlburgers. Do you like meat in your mouth? Then you'll love Boogie Nights and Wahlburgers. That's free too.
A lot of freebies tonight. You get to pick category.
All right, let's do it.
Max P. Wilson suggested Super Bad, and that is superhero movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. And then I saw this interesting article on the internet about Werner Herzog's top 5 movies. So that's in here. That's the whole category. It's Werner Herzog's top 5
movies. Is one of them just like The Ocean or something?
You know, there's no reason for pre-guessing. And then your third option, Mark, is RAULEAUSSELL on Twitter. I don't even know what that's supposed to be. Raul.
Are you trying to keep a baby from understanding what you're saying?
I'm swearing up a storm in front of a baby.
I swear to God, because if you spell nap time, I know it.
Ha 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 ha! Speaking of nap time, your third option, as suggested by that weird name, is Infinite Rest, and that's movies where someone's in a coma.
Okay.
So you got the coma, you got the Werner Herzog, and you got superhero movies that did not, that Leonard did not care
about. Let's go coma.
Coma. All right, this movie is from 1978. Three stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that you should look for Tom Selleck as Murphy.
Was Tom Selleck Murphy in RoboCop?
No.
Okay.
And, oh, he says that the two lead characters are well-matched adversaries. And he lists eight names. Seven names. Let's go with seven names.
Seven?
Seven names.
Give me all seven.
Rich.
Six.
Oh, Rich really wants this. Yeah. As soon as you started listing the Leonard thing, he did this take like he was like an alcoholic father that was 6 months behind on the pills and had just been issued like one last ultimatum by his wife that he has to get this movie, otherwise she's going to leave him. So Rich, name that movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew we were friends.
All right. I think you have a shot at this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cool. Somebody's in a coma. Mm-hmm. Three stars. 1978. Tom Selleck as Murphy. Look for that. And the leads are well-matched adversaries. And your six out of seven names are Lois Chiles, Lance LeGault, Richard Widmark, Rip Torn.
Elizabeth, from Freddy Got Fingered?
Elizabeth, yes.
Rip Torn from Freddy Got Fingered?
Yes. Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Sausage.
Elizabeth Ashley and Michael Douglas. Mm-hmm. Only one name remains. What's the name of this movie?
His well-matched adversary remains, right? Michael Douglas' well-matched adversary.
Darth Vader.
Can I ask a question that might help Rich?
No, I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't like that at all.
That's okay.
Why would you do that?
It would really help narrow it down. It's about Tom Selleck.
You have a question about Tom Selleck? Is it why did he not have a mustache in the one movie where he was playing a gay guy?
Could be Down Under?
No, it's in In-N-Out. He didn't have a mustache.
Oh,
it's
really?
The only movie where he played a gay fellow. And that's the one he shaves that gay mustache off for.
Best 80s TV star to go gay later in a movie? Bakula for the Liberace. Bakula killed that fellow.
Oh, Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept waiting
for you. Have you seen Scott Bakula Untold yet?
Is it good?
Do you have a guess, Rich?
No. I'm going to go with an officer and a gentleman.
This one's going to make you angriest at yourself than you've ever been on this show. Because the movie's called Coma.
Oh, fuck you.
I kept saying it over and over again.
Now can I ask what my question was?
Yes.
Does Tom Selleck, does he wear a Detroit Tigers hat in the movie? Yes?
I don't know.
Because then my guess would have been Magnum P.I. the Coma movie.
No, it's Coma, and the lead actress is Genevieve Bujold.
Oh, sure.
And it was her and Richard Widmark who are adversaries in the movie. And Michael Douglas just comes along, and he's like, what? that means that DC gets a point, right? Is that what that means?
When we were having dinner tonight, my 7-year-old said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to do, like, it's like a game where I'm going to talk to some of my friends, and they're going to ask me about movies. And she said, oh, it's like a game. And I said, yeah. She said, are you going to win? And I said, no. And she said, well, you might. And I said, "It's. I've played it a lot of times, B, and I've never come even close to winning. And she said, well, you just have to go try. Maybe tonight you'll win. And I said, thanks, honey. And I looked at my wife, and my wife was like, you're not going to win.
Dude, now that you tell me that story, like now you put it like that, I want to beat you so fucking bad in this game. Like, I want to curb your hopes of winning this game.
American History X, weren't you up for, you were up for that part, right?
I've been up for every part in the last 22 years. I just turn them down. My daughter, too, she was like, you gonna win tonight? And I said, I'm Mark Wahlberg, I don't fucking lose. I let other people win sometimes, but I don't fucking
okay,
lose.
Okay, there's that loophole, because yeah. I have seen you let other people win.
Yeah.
I just realized that we look art-directed, what we're wearing, all of us right now. It looks like somebody selected all of this and said, go, guys, this is what you're all going to wear.
Yeah, we look like the world's best catalog right now. For the listener at home, we're wearing clothes.
All right, so who was left out of that? Oh, Mark. So we're going to start with Mark again, and then we'll go to DC. So Mark gets a pick between the Ben Affleck on Twitter suggested the Skeleton Twins. And that, of course, is the films of Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen. I just repeat them after they make me laugh. And also because it's just funny to even suggest that anybody on this panel would know anything about their movies. Do you know them at all, Mark?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
One time I was on 23rd and 6th in New York City, and they were walking the other way, and I looked at them. I waited right for the traffic to die down, and I just went, eat! And I laughed and laughed.
Probably just sounded like a car horn from where they were standing.
Oh, fuck, you're probably right.
Well, you do most of the Foley on your movies, right?
I do. If I was not a movie star, I'd be a Foley artist. I'm not... Get up!
Wow!
You should be up for the police.
Amazing, that's amazing.
Should be up for the Police Academy reboot.
Oh, hey, you guys like to go camping? Man, I'm really scared out here by the woods.
Oh my God.
All fucking day, guys. All fucking day. And you know what? It's free. Donnie will be standing with a bucket on the way out. If you want to throw something in, that all goes to him.
All right. The show's going great. There's no reason for crickets.
We're just camping.
The Eye Collector. That's somebody's name on Twitter, The Eye Collector. Go fuck yourself. And that's movies that begin with the letter R, and Leonard gave them less than 2 stars. 2 stars or less. And then the third option is Malcolm _ Irvin suggested Tickle Me Elmore. And that's Elmore Leonard stories that were made into comedy films. Humor comedies.
Those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Which one of those would you like?
Let's Argo fuck ourselves.
You sure you don't want the Olsen Twins thing?
No, dude, I don't know a single fucking movie they made.
Okay, just double checking. 1.5 stars from this for this movie. That begins with the letter R from 1990. Leonard calls it appallingly and unnecessarily mean. Yeah. He also says that stop motion animation is the film's only asset. And he lists 10 people. How many can you get it in?
Give me all 10.
Okay, DC?
9, I guess.
Okay.
1990, what was it?
Think of your family.
Will you do me a favor? When you get home and you tell your daughter you lost, will you take a picture and tweet it? Wake her up. And you tell her, like...
Yeah, because daddy's going to drink for a while before he goes home.
Oh, for sure. I'll just pull over here and drink this off real quick. I can walk home from here. It's fine. And tell her. You'd be like, you either tell her Mark Wahlberg beat me or he let D.C. Pearson win.
I will challenge.
Wait, so DC's gonna get 8 names right now?
I think 9 even, right?
I got 6.
He's gonna get 9 names?
Oh, I said all. Right. You went one less?
And then I went one less, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you should have done, Richard. We're going to have to like think of something else to do after this because we'll play a Last Man Standing because...
If I get it.
If you get it, here we go.
We can talk about how mad I am I turned down Birdman.
You're going to play the Emma Stone part, right?
Yeah, that's not shit.
Michael Keaton's
daughter?
I was
trying to decide which other cast member should I suggest. Patricia Charbonneau is in this movie. Willard Pugh. Robert Doqui. These are real names. Felton Perry. Gabriel Damon. Tom Noonan. Belinda Bauer. Drew O'Hurley. Sorry, Daniel O'Hurley. And your last name, 8 out of 9 names, or 9 out of 10 names, is Nancy Allen. Movie begins with the letter R.
Unnecessarily mean.
Appalling.
Stop motion animation.
Yeah.
1990.
Oh, wow.
All right. This game, you might have done
might be spicy.
Oh. Do you want to... you know, just get the family on speakerphone, let them hear you win a point.
Oh boy.
I was looking at the clock to see
starts
if
with
bed,
an R.
They're in bed.
Yeah, but. Starts with an R. You have 15 minutes.
I really don't know. I'm going to say it starts with an R and it doesn't have stop motion animation, so that's why I'm going to say Rescuers Down Under.
Fair enough.
Featuring Tom Noonan playing his Manhunter character.
The top billed person in this movie is Peter Weller, and it's RoboCop 2.
Oh!
RoboCop 2,
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, if I was the other way around, and of course, this is a speculation that's, you know, based on not being under pressure, but... Nancy Allen had like 3 or 4 movies around that time. You know, she was like on a pretty hot streak there, mm-hmm. and then wasn't anymore. And so it's kind of easy to isolate her down to like 5 or 6 movies.
Mm, yeah, yeah. My day by day calendar of her career ran out a couple years ago. I don't know who the fuck we're talking about.
Really?
Murphy. I'm talking about Murphy.
Nancy Allen was in 2 of the best De Palma movies.
I think Karen Allen. No, I got nothing.
Karen Allen's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah,
Nancy
and
Allen,
Starman.
But they were both popular around the same time. I mean, popular is a stretch, but Nancy Allen was in 1941. She was the lady that only got off if she was in an airplane that was about to crash.
Mm.
Remember that?
You know, that
very
comedy.
Sexy. Yeah. Yeah, that comedy.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Internet, man.
Annie Hoosel. Yeah, she was in Dress to Kill and Blowout.
Yeah.
And anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And RoboCop 2. That's the career of Nancy Allen. Thanks for coming
the
by.
The Nancy Allen epoch.
She was married to Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master, for a while. Or was his girlfriend. Let's move on.
Doug, you know your shit, dude.
No shit.
I know, useless shit. Rich is on the board, you guys. He played it smart. I thought he was being dumb, and he played it smart. And we'll try to get movies that you guys have actually heard of going here. So who challenged who there?
Rich challenged.
I challenged DC.
Yeah. Okay. So we're back to Mark gets a pick again. This is crazy. Mark gets a pick, and then it goes to Rich. And Mark, you've got these options: Dr. Chainsaw 4. Suggested, hey everybody, and that's movies that have a talking horse.
All right.
Big Jaron BCN suggested Truce Willis, and that's movies where Bruce Willis does not shoot a gun. And Jack Bastard 77 suggested Voight or Wilson, and that's movies with John Voight or a volleyball.
Let's go with Truce Wilson.
Okay. Truce Willis.
Yeah, you're right. I combine some shit there.
So that'd be good. Movies where Wilson Phillips does not fire a gun.
Movies right. where nobody wins a volleyball game. Top Gun.
So to the best of my... Oh, fuck, that would have been a good one for volleyball, Top Gun.
Man, the audience won that volleyball game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playing with the boys, bro.
To the best of my knowledge, he does not fire off a gun in this movie. He may, for some reason, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Everyone will loudly verify after we've discovered the name of this movie. 2 stars from Leonard. It's from the year 2000. He says about this movie that it has its moments, but doesn't quite come off. And here's maybe one of my favorite clues I've said in a while. Matthew Perry appears hirsute and unbilled. So fucking Matthew Perry shows up in this movie with a beard and then did not want to take credit for being in this movie. And then Leonard listed...
Did they know he was in the movie?
He snuck into this movie, and Leonard Maltin's keen eye caught it. Like, at the end of his review of Captain America the Winter Soldier, it says, D.C. Pearson appears hirsute and billed. How many names did I say? Nine names.
-2.
Woo!
Plammo!
You either think you know it or you don't.
Mark, it goes to me or Rich?
Me, I think, right?
It goes to Rich, yeah, because he okay. challenged
I'm gonna
last
have
time.
I'm going to have to challenge on that one.
Yeah, there's nothing else you can do. Holy crap, Mark, so you're going to name this movie.
I'm going to try to.
And then you're the top 2 billed performers.
Right. Then I'm going to drive about 2 miles from here, wake up a kid, and say, you're welcome. I feel like I know it.
All right, well, that'll give us a 3-way tie, and that's exactly what I was hoping for with this episode, if you can do this.
The story of us, Bruce Willis, Michelle Pfeiffer. Did I get it wrong? Somebody made a sad sound like a puppy got kicked.
Yeah, it is kind of sad.
Damn.
Because I still think you should tell some children you're welcome. Because that makes Rich our winner, right?
There we go, dude. It's almost like I let someone win. God damn it.
The movie's called Disney's The Kid. And it's Bruce Willis and Spencer Breslin are the top 2 people billed in that one.
You sure Bruce Willis is in that?
He's in it, and then there's a kid pretending to be a little Bruce Willis.
Alright.
Who shows up to tell him a thing or two.
I like the one I named because he got to spend like 3 hours yelling at Michelle Pfeiffer.
But it should be the other way around. Bruce Willis, as soon as that kid walks in, he should start going, okay, when this happens, do this. And when this happens, he should give him a bunch of tips about like every mistake he made in his life.
Yeah, like in Frequency.
The other way around, the kid just sits around judging him, treating him like he's doing something wrong.
No, I would tell him
you
what to do.
You can manifest your own 8-year-old self. You're pretty awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
That's X-Men shit. That'd be a terrible X-Men power. I can have an 8-year-old that was me when I was 8, like right nearby.
Yeah,
that's my mutant power.
My mac and cheese budget would be through the roof.
All right, so yeah, that means Rich is our winner. So who are you playing for there again, Rich?
For Mikey.
Mikey,
yes.
Come get your prize bag, dude. It's a good one. Congratulations. Can you make it to Festival Supreme on Saturday? Okay, good.
Can you make it to Paradise?
Just keep trying with that one.
It's still really good.
It's a great fucking song, dude.
It really is. Do you have a shit hit on the back of your thing there?
I sure do.
Yeah, you do. And Mark, do you have one on the back of your bottle?
This is the truth, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Mark get to keep the bottle? Yeah. All right.
That's happening.
Okay. Put those right there. And we've got 7 minutes. Let's use them wisely. Let's play a round of Last Man Stanton. And I'll join in. And it'll be fun. Did you hear 2 people started to try to clap?
I know. I love this fucking game. Let's do this.
All right. So we need... raise your hand if you think you got a good one. A good actor, director, actress.
Will Wheaton.
What? That's somebody said?
How many movies has Will Wheaton been in?
The best fucking movies.
Who do you think like has looks like they're gonna give us something good and not you know?
I mean, this guy's got the most energy.
Oh, that's never a good sign, is it? All right, we'll go since Mark.
He better not say Tom Skerritt or somebody like that.
Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen. I say we reject that one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm up for rejecting.
Not him.
Just try. He's really good though in that Iggy Azalea video.
It is a good. I mean, he's fucking badass.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like this sandwich. It's really, really clever dialogue they gave him. How about this gentleman right here in the front?
Keanu Reeves.
The hirsute gentleman. Keanu Reeves. We just did him.
I know, and I listened to it. Let's fucking go.
So that's out. All right, let's go to another hirsute gentleman. It's hirsute night.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Okay, okay. Accepted. Excellent. Who wants to go first?
I will.
All right.
Greatest movie he did, Shanghai Nights.
That's your favorite one, Shanghai Nights?
It's not my favorite, but technically it's the best movie he's done.
Technically the greatest.
Right.
Okay. Interesting way of...
Really good Foley work in there. By yours truly.
Rich, what do you got for...
Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh, yes. The Royal Tenenbaums.
I'm going to take the freebie and go Shanghai Noon.
I don't think that's really a freebie, because I was kind of sitting there going, what was the other one called? But I'm going to go for what I think is a freebie and say Bottle Rocket.
Bastard.
Midnight in Paris.
Mark, what?
Midnight in Paris.
Yes.
I have one. I kind of wanted to save it, but...
What, Mark, why haven't you been in a Woody Allen movie yet?
Thanks, Doug.
For the listener at home, I'm looking blankly back at Doug. I don't know, dude.
Are you waiting for him to do like a Boston-centric one? He's done Rome, he's done New York, he's done Paris.
No, yeah, that would be great. I would love it if he did that. I just feel like Woody and I, we just aren't on the same page. I keep asking him to work out. We won't do it.
I'll just do RU.
Like, dude, we could get to know each other if you just want to hit the elliptical for an hour or two. He says no.
Are you here?
I'm right here, bro.
What's that?
That was Matt just out this summer, directed by my and written by Mad Men's creator, Matthew Weiner. With Zach Galifianakis and Amy Poehler.
It's ringing some bells now.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Oh, okay. Check it out, everybody.
Absolutely.
Also, check out The Giant Mechanical Man. DC?
I really appreciate that you pushed that.
Darjeeling Limited.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite things that ever happens in anything is when they're like the three guys, are he and his Adrian Brody and Jason Schwartzman, the three of them are like, they're like in a river and they look over and Owen Wilson goes, what's going on with these assholes? And then they cut to children drowning. And so that's fucking hilarious. And then they run over and help and save them. So it's like also just a very emotional scene right after this hilarious moment where his character says that very strange thing. And I'm not telling that story to Stahl because I am very excited. I am very excited to say Drill Bit Taylor.
Nice.
Which I like. When I saw that movie on cable recently, I really enjoyed it. Because it's got all those people that have been in every other comedy movie since then, but at the time they were a little less known, so it was like, you know, it didn't stick as well as maybe it should have. Mark, go. Mark,
old school.
Mark. Yeah, of course. What? What do you do in old school?
Oh, you're right.
Holy shit. When you come from a family of actors, it's probably easy to confuse brothers like that.
Can I go to an alternate or do you want to kill it?
No, you're out.
Okay.
Weren't you just telling us, that was just you telling us like where you're from and how you get down, right?
Yeah, it is.
You know what? You didn't even give an answer yet? That was just talk between
I was going to start a rap,
answers?
But it's forget about it.
We didn't know because you didn't do any of your signature ad-libs like come on or feel it.
Because I'm an old fool who's so cool. It doesn't matter.
It's very existentialist rap.
I love Albert Camus a lot. I'll get down with a stranger.
You got one, Rich?
I got nothing. I'm going to pass.
Oh, shit. DC's got another one.
You, me, and Dupree.
Yeah. Ooh,
there you go.
Yeah. Wasn't it a Elmore Leonard thing, the big bounce?
I believe it.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Doug, you know all those times that I gave you one?
Mm-hmm.
How about you give me one and let me come back in?
Just you can do that thing at the end where you
got
show off and say some more. DC's got another one, I'm sure.
Behind
I just thought of another one.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Behind Enemy Lines.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure he was in a little motion picture called Armageddon.
Yeah. Yep. Checks out.
Everyone's with so quiet tonight.
With the Owen Wilson scholars in the audience.
I feel like I'm right or wrong. Like I'm waiting for a buzzer or something.
No, everybody's so nice. It's like everybody's like, do you want to go to the library or go see Douglas movies?
I don't know. It's nicest. A little. I don't know.
I love it. I fucking love it.
It's a little loud at the library. Let's go to Douglas movies. I will go with A Night at the Museum.
Boom.
Wow. Oh, well, fuck then. I got to go. A Night at the Museum 2, A Night at the Smithsonian, or some shit like that, right?
It's actually... should I do this?
I don't know the exact title, so I'm not going to risk it.
National Lampoon's Night at the Museum.
I'm not going to brisk it. I'm going to say... I'm going to go with... is he in the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes.
Yeah. Yay!
Oh, we can ask first?
No, I would have been out if that had been incorrect. I know DC's going to win this. He's got another one.
Night at the Museum 2.
Uh-huh.
Right?
No, that's why I gave up on it, because I'm not sure what the exact title is. But somebody in this audience knows.
No, I think it's like... Nope. Night Holy at the Museum shit. 2, Back in the Habit. Money Never Sleeps. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm out.
All right. Let me just still slam dunk it home with the internship and Wedding Crashers.
There you go.
Yeah. And what else have you got, Mark?
Is that was it.
That was
you
it.
Guys took my
Those
five.
Are the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm sure he's got a couple more.
Zoolander.
Oh, I just Marley and Me, one of my favorite sad movies.
Which they're making into a TV show, because that dog is going to die slow. I agree, that was sad. That was totally sad.
What else?
Battle at the Smithsonian.
Life
Aquatic.
Oh, Battle.
Oh,
Battle
Aquatic,
at the Smithsonian
totally.
Is what the subtitle
Battle at the Smithsonian.
Life Aquatic. Yeah, you just all you got to do is name most of the... I guess he wasn't in Moonrise Kingdom, but he's in every other...
Anderson.
Pretty much, and he wasn't in Rushmore, or didn't he have one scene in Rushmore? I think he did.
No, that's Luke. Luke is the nurse boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are they?
He has. Oh, Owen Wilson has one scene in The Cable Guy.
Oh,
yeah, that's a nice pull. Just in time for me to say apologies to put your hands together, because now we have gone over by a couple of minutes. What do you got to plug, DC, besides Crap Kingdom is now in the softbound cover?
Softbound cover. My other book's called The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To. I'm on Twitter at twitter.com/DC Pearson, PIERSON.
Excellent. Rich, when's Mad Men coming back?
Sometime next year, March or April.
And what can we see you do? Are you going to be treading the boards of Broadway again?
I don't know. I hope to. I'm shooting an episode of The League starting tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, that's
nice.
Super fun.
Way to fucking go.
Very fun.
Keep that winning streak going.
Right?
Yeah. You're on a hot streak. Mark?
You guys.
Yeah?
Forget Wahlburgers, forget the end of fucking Boardwalk Empire. I'm about to tell you something. November 4th, the new UCB Theater, Western and Sunset. We're going to do another fucking Wahlberg solution. Guess I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't even announced this yet. Guess who's going to be on it? One of the people, Adam Sandler. We're going to bring that motherfucker to task. So guys, I want you to be there. It's at 8:30 on Thursday the 4th at the new UCB Sunset. I hope I see every one of you there. And if you come, I'll let you wear the bracelet.
Can't believe it.
That
Mark,
got a bigger
Mark Wahlberg and Adam Sandler are both going to be at this same thing.
We're going to kill it.
Sounds amazing. I am going to be in Tempe, Tampa, Nashville, San Diego, all those places in November. Go to DougLovesMovies.com for all the details. And thanks again to the panel. Let's hear it for D.C. Pearson, Rich Sommer, and Mark Wahlberg. Rich, can you come back and defend your title next week?
I'll be in Australia next week.
Oh, perfect.
But soon.
Okay. And as always, Nancy Grace is a shithead. And anyone who says that they would not like to wake up in the morning next to John Stamos is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in it.